Hey guys, it's Lasky. Thank you for checking out my podcast today. We're going to go over the Egyptian god Anubis. Anubis is the Greek name of a god of death, mummification, embalming, the afterlife, cemeteries, tombs, and the underworld. In ancient Egyptian religion, usually depicted as a canine or a man with a canine head, archaeologists have identified Anubis's sacred animal as the Egyptian candid, the African golden wolf. The African wolf was formerly called the African golden jackal until a 2015 genetic analysis updated the taxonomy and the common name for the species. As a result, Anubis is often referred to having a jackal head, but this jackal is now more properly called a wolf. Like many Egyptian deities, Anubis assumed different roles in various contexts. Depicted as a protector of graves as early as the First Dynasty, Anubis was also an embalmer. By the Middle Kingdom, he was replaced by Osiris in his role as the Lord of the Underworld. One of his prominent roles was as a god who ushered souls into the afterlife. He attended the weighing scale during the weighing of the heart, in which it was determined whether a soul be allowed to enter the realm of the dead. Despite being one of the most ancient and one of the most frequently depicted and mentioned gods in the Egyptian pantheon, Anubis played almost no role in Egyptian myths. Anubis was depicted in a black, a color that symbolized regeneration, life, the soil of the Nile River, and the discoloration of the corpse after embalming. Anubis is associated with his brother Wepawet, another Egyptian god who portrayed with a dog's head or in a canine form, but with gray and white fur. Historians assume that the two figures were eventually combined. Anubis' female counterpart is Amput. His daughter is the serpent goddess Ketchabet. I don't know if you could tell that I sounded weird towards the end. I was really holding in a cough, and luckily I was able to hit pause. So, that was lit. So, what was really interesting, that jackals, including Anubis himself, it became like a pretty big problem, or mainly just a cause of concern, because Anubis and the jackals would actually dig up human bodies from the ground. So after the burial, Anubis and all of the jackals would dig up these human bodies and just leave them hanging around. It's pretty insane. In modern Western societies, there's a tendency to associate the gods of death with evil. This largely comes from Christian associations of hell and Satan being compared with the underworld and the guardians of the underworld. While this has inspired numerous entertaining and terrifying villains in Hollywood portrayals of Greek and Egyptian mythology, it is not how ancient populations understood these deities. In a few cases, there is more evidence that with the Egyptian god of Anubis, Anubis, easily recognizable as a jackal, as we've stated, he judged souls after their death and guided lost souls into the afterlife. So, was he evil? No. And in fact, just the opposite. In ancient Egyptian mythology, the ultimate evil was chaos. Nearly all of Egyptian mythology was focused around maintaining the cycles of cosmic order that kept chaos at bay. Few things were significant in this goal as the rituals maintaining the cycle of life, death, and afterlife. Therefore, Anubis was not evil, but rather one of the most important gods who kept evil out of Egypt. Interesting. That was honestly something that I didn't know about. You learn something new every day. With such an important role, it's not surprising that Anubis is one of the oldest gods in all of Egypt. Okay, honestly, I'm gonna keep that part because I read quite a bit without hitting pause. So, we're gonna kinda restart. So, Anubis, he helped judge souls after their death and guided the lost souls into the afterlife. So we went over that he's not evil. And with such an important role, it's not surprising that Anubis is one of the oldest gods in all of ancient Egyptian mythology. He was said to have invented the process of mummification and taught it to the Egyptian people. Anubis was first thought to be conceived sometime within the dynasty period, when Egyptian civilization was first developing. So what was Anubis known for is the theory that he's a canine god which evoked in order to exercise some cosmic control over these canine scavengers. What we know for sure is that the images of Anubis were already popular by Egypt's first dynasty when he appeared on royal tombs. He remained one of Egypt's most popular and powerful deities for centuries, even as other religious cults rose and fell. This required some reworking of his myths and origins over time. Originally, Anubis was said to be the son of Ra and Hesat. However, in the Middle Kingdom, there is a new god, Osiris. This allowed Anubis to remain extremely popular and placed him directly in the right hand of one of most Egypt's powerful deities.